Hello, folks. Welcome to episode 32 of You're Not Listening with Mary Coughlan and Ultan Conlon. So what happened is this is the closest to the wire we've come to making a podcast. We are both flat out lately. We'll chat to you about that again. But we just recorded this twice. I recorded it the first time and whatever happened with the software, we lost it. And then Mary lost it with me. No, she didn't. So then I said we got to do it again, but we did it again. So there's a podcast coming up, myself and Mary. She joined me on the phone from Wicklow. She's heading off to the Kettle On. We'll explain more of that later. You'll hear us. We've good crack. Claire was in the background looking for her keys. Couldn't find them. The apple does not fall far from the tree. We were talking about Tyrrell's Pass, our gig there Saturday night in the village in the Midlands of Ireland. It was incredible. It was so good. Still buzzing from it, actually. Still coming down from it. Before the podcast, I'm going to read out the gigs myself and Mary have left. We have some gorgeous gigs coming up. So next Friday, we're in Gort in the Town Hall. That's sold out, which is great. The following Saturday is this, the 14th of the 3rd. Yeah. That's not a Saturday, is it? Let me see. Let me check that. Alton may have written it wrong on the website. It's a Thursday, the 14th. I knew well I got to go in and change that. Of March, we're in the Backstage Theatre in Longford. That will be lovely. Friday, the 22nd of March, we are in the venue in Ratote in County Meath, isn't it? That's meant to be absolutely brilliant. I can't wait for that. Saturday, the following night then, Saturday the 23rd of March, we're in the Nina Arts Centre. And the following night after that, the Sunday, we are in the Shanty in Waterford. Oh my God, I've written all these up as Saturdays. I'm so bad. The dates are right. Some of the days are wrong. I'm going to get onto my website today and correct them. Saturday the 20th of April, 2024, we're in my old school hall, St. Rayfield's in Loughrea, with a full band. That is going to be a cracker. Guys, I also have gigs coming up. And Mary, if you go on my website, ultonconlon.com/shows, the Unlikely Likeable Tour is coming back, where I go to all these little venues around the country that aren't even venues. So basically, I'll be in the Bastion Kitchen, which I love in Athlone. I'll be at the Bastion Kitchen in Castlereagh. I'll be in Corbett Architects in Limerick. It's a beautiful office. I'm playing in an office. Woohoo! I'm in London Saturday the 11th to the 5th with my full band, the Starlight Ballroom album launch, 11th to the 5th, 24. In Four Coffee Shop, which I love, in Westmeath on 24th of May. I'm also on Fenley's in Callan, which is just stunning. Winnie's Woolwagon. I'm back in Winnie's in Booterstown, playing in front of people knitting and crocheting. You don't have to knit or crochet to come to that gig. And I'm also in Mike's Beachfront in Fenas in County Kerry. That's not till September. But anyway, loads of dates. Mary's 40th year in the business, guys. She's got some real exciting stuff coming up, and you'll be hearing all about that soon. Anyway, enough self-promotion for me. Let's get on with the podcast, episode 32. Thanks for sticking around this long, guys. Enjoy. But okay, guys, listen. I'm after making the third boo-boo with my recording, so I'm absolutely ashamed of myself.
Stop it.
I know, Mary, I'm so sorry. It's Monday morning and fucking just wrecked. But Mary, do you want to repeat yourself or will we just start again?
Oh, Jesus! All of the stories. Okay. How about repeat, rewind? How about that? Rewind, repeat. Okay, let's do this. So I'm going off to a very large sporting goods store this morning with members of my family. My son is doing marathon, several of them, actually. Cian, he's really, really doing this for some really good causes, and he's running away. We're going out to check out the gear out there, you know. And
the Catalan, we got cut off, but so Mary was actually, we've already done this, guys, so just bear with us. We already talked about, I did not know what the Catalan was. I actually thought it was a race.
It is too.
What is actually, let's mix up a little. What is an actual Decathlon? Not talking about the fucking shop.
I don't know about what Decathlon
is. It like swimming?
Five events, Deca, or is it 10?
Deca.
Shall I quickly?
Is Deca 10?
I don't fucking know. Jesus.
I can't Google. My phone is up to the microphone.
Your phone is up to the thing. What is a Decathlon? Is
Deca 10? I'm embarrassed to say. I'm not sure.
Decathlon. Did you see the girl running last night?
No.
The girl, Irish girl. God, she ran so fast. They did the fastest 100 metres in the whole world ever. Listen to this. 100 metres, 7 seconds.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. What? Right. Yeah, and we can't even get the phone to work.
Where is she from, Mary?
I was right, Hudson. It's a 10-event thing.
That's why you don't hear people doing Decathlons.
What?
You hear people doing triathlons. You don't hear decathlons.
Well, they're doing 10. It's a 10.
My God.
10 event thing. She's Irish, and she ran her. Anyways, she came fifth, which, I mean, 7 seconds, 100 meter hurdle, Alton.
My God.
I would be still looking at it after a minute, like.
I'd be getting up. You know the way, do you know the way they're leaning down at the beginning? I'd be still getting up.
This is, I know, yeah. Anyway, God.
My back could go out.
and then we're doing the swimming, the two lads at the swimming. They're hilarious. Really, really hilarious. So I've gone off, I must say, a friend came up to visit last night, and we tried really hard to watch Shogun. I'm just kind of gone off watching telly.
How fit is Key now?
How fit is he? Well, he can run half of, he can get up there off the bed or off the, well, I suppose he does a few warm-ups. He can go off and do 13 or 15 miles. Yeah.
My God.
So his first one is in June. So it's in Cork, I believe. So there you go.
And he's loving it. Do you know what we were talking about there earlier when, unfortunately, they don't hear us? We were talking about the phones, which we'll talk about again. But so the likes of Key now, who's doing that kind of running, is that like for him mind-blown from a mental health point of view?
I don't know, but I was going to have a chat with him about it. He's feeling really good about himself.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it must be such a, like the wind going through you at that, doing that many miles, like the buzz must be.
The wind goes through me when I'm standing still. John runs, my partner John, who's coming back from New Zealand shortly.
When is John back, Mary?
On the 11th, and I won't even be here. But there you go.
He'll have jet lag.
He'll have jet lag, yeah. He annoys me, and he annoys other people, because, and Damien, the guy who used to train me before to be completely transformed, as I am, into a... what is the ideal size for a woman? Anyway, blah blah. Damien used to be kind of not annoyed with John, but amazed that he could be literally sitting down on a chair.
Mm.
And he said, "I think I'll go for a run." And he put on his shoes and he's gone.
Wow.
Gone. Yeah, you know, 15 kilometres, 10 kilometres, whatever he decided to do that. Yeah.
I'm actually not surprised, Mary. John has that kind of physique, isn't he?
Yeah, he started cross-country running when he was really young. In fact, his mother's house is wall-to-wall.
With medals.
Cups, medals and class. Things, yeah. Himself and his brother. So he's back down in New Zealand. The weather is lovely. And he's been running since a couple of days after he got there again.
Wow.
And he's got to keep it up, yeah. The weather here, I mean, you have to be very committed. But the fact that you can just be not doing it for, 3 months... and then just get up and do it. I think that's extraordinary, isn't it?
Oh, that's amazing.
Go for a run.
Even if you don't walk for 3 months, it's hard to get up and walk. Never mind run. But Mary, we did a great gig in Tyrrell's Pass.
We did.
It was amazing.
Yeah, the people were lovely. And it's a small... It was kind of... Our objective was to visit places that are not normal gig places. They're not on the... And there the place was packed.
Packed.
And everybody in the village. And they came from Mullingar and all. They came from halfway over to Mullingar. Anyway,
They came from Mullingar. Two women came from Bray.
Bray?
Yeah, there's two women there from Bray. One of them had laryngitis. I was chatting to her before.
The woman who was on the way out who couldn't speak.
Because she said to me, she goes, we could have brought Mary home, she said.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, they came from Bray. But we, like, to go and play in a village, the two of us, and we'd Micheál with us, a little village in the middle of Ireland. And I was so thrilled, Mary, that we did that, because you know the way my brain goes? I'm just thinking, there's all these villages everywhere. We got to play, like, a village tour at some point.
Village tour, yeah.
That'd be like, brilliant.
I was going to get the train, but yeah. Well, we kind of are doing it, Alton, sorry.
I guess so, yeah. But just, I thought Tyrrell's Pass was a town. And then somebody said, no, it's a village.
No, it's just a village with this little village green and the little statue and the little beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
It's a step back in time.
I wonder what fellow owned it, some sort of Lord Muck owned it, because you always know because of the little row of houses, the small houses, and then the huge, big, like, Georgian-type houses on the square, the whole semicircle of them. There's a few of them around the country.
But it has the nice thing about Tyrrell's Pass is, you know the way they've revamped a lot of these greens and stuff? It's really old school. It just feels like stepping back. There's nothing new there.
Absolutely nothing new there.
But it's kept really well. Like, it's not like a kip or anything.
Coffee. They have coffee. They had coffee. And the barn is lovely.
The barn is fab. And the people...
They do events there, and they do, like, weddings and stuff. And christenings.
We also, I think we're trailblazers in a lot of ways now, because there were also scones at the gig, and I don't think anyone else has ever had scones at the gig.
No, and she gave me a bag of scones coming home. And I got it together yesterday. I went down to the shop and I got loads of strawberries, and I put a little bit of honey on them. Oh my God.
Nice.
And
nice.
I squittered them all up together. And then we had dinner here last night for some friends and some family. And the little half a scone smothered with strawberries and a big dollop of cream was fab.
And they were lovely scones. I couldn't believe when I came out, they had like maybe trays of, or like lovely plates of scones, maybe between every 10 people in the gig.
Yeah, with jam on them and everything.
Jam and everything on them. Oh my God. And candles all around the stage. And the lovely backdrop was these big windows looking out into the garden. So it was really, really gorgeous.
Claire is here and she still can't find her keys.
Oh, sorry, shit.
They're in my brown jacket.
They're in her brown jacket. Well, your brown jacket isn't here, dear. I don't know where you're wearing your brown jacket. You're probably wearing it, Claire.
You might have to run to the Catalan.
Run to it's the Catalan, not the catalog.
The Catalan.
The Catalan.
The Catalan.
The Catalan. It's a 10-10 event.
It's the Catalan.
It's the Catalan. What brown jacket?
put the kettle on.
Farmer brown tweed jacket.
You know those old school
check-in. A coat.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen you in a brown coat, Claire.
Somebody put the kettle on. I'm dying for the cup of tea.
What?
I'll have an old scone and a biscuit too.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, and I still can't find the keys.
You're okay. This is entertaining. This is that entertainment.
When you have three kids and three grandchildren living next door and a daughter and you know.
Amiri, is your car not there? Can you not go in your car?
Well, we go in my car. Yeah, we go in my car. Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
But she needs to lock the door and stuff.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
A horse is of course. So we have Gort this week, Amiri. We better advertise some of the other gigs. We've Longford and Nina.
Yeah.
We've Loughrea.
Yeah.
I don't know where else.
Well, we were talking about going off the Facebook, but we'll stay on until the gigs are over. And the book I'm reading is called Stolen Focus, in case you didn't get. And did you think you salvaged any of our first attempts?
No, Mary, I didn't. And that's but look, we're already 10 minutes. Lucky you can talk. Lucky I can talk. We're 10 minutes into it.
I'm reading a book called Stolen Focus, and it's why you can't pay attention. And this book is written by a guy called Johan Harry, H-A-R-I. And it's absolutely fascinating. And since I started reading it and like really reading it, I've decided to, you know, try little things like leave the phone down for 10 minutes, Mary. Turn it off. I've managed to go out yesterday for 3.5 hours and leave the phone at home. And guess what?
You feel great.
The world didn't fall apart. And I felt more of a buzz the fact that I left the phone at home. Consciously, I didn't forget it. I left it there, plugged it in, left it there, and I'm going out without my phone, which is like, what is that anymore? Do people even do that, you know, anymore? I
not really, but Mary...
This is, my, The man, wait, I'll tell you first. The man woke up one morning and he was in the bed with the child, the two children. His two children woke up and came in to the room, and he just started thinking, the first thing, and there's his beautiful wife and his beautiful children, and he reached out for the phone.
Yeah, that's common.
You just wake up and you reach for the phone. So that was his first alarm bell. He just got one of those ding moments, you know.
Yeah.
And our brains are getting smaller. And he's gone to interview physicists, brain neurologists, all sorts of people all over the world, and advertising executives, not executives, but companies who do all experiments on animals to see what will grab their attention the fastest, like what noise, what ding, what sound, whatever. So the three people who are the wealthiest companies in the world, which would be, I suppose, Facebook, Twitter, and the other fellow who shall remain nameless. You know the one I'm talking about. I can't remember. It used to be called Twitter. Oh, X.
Yeah.
They spend billions. They spend hundreds of millions on figuring out ways to get us to look at our phone.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So your man did the ultimate thing. He got rid of the computer, actually, that's in his hand. And Claire found her keys. She's, where? Woo! Where, Claire? Where? Where were they? What brown jacket?
I rolled my brown jacket up into a ball and stuffed it behind the telly.
So it was Kieran's fault.
You rolled your jacket up into a ball?
No, her husband rolled her jacket into a ball and put it behind the telly. Why would he do that?
That's a strange thing to do.
Set the fire and set the house on fire.
Mary, you know, sometimes I do leave the phone at home.
Hi, Olsen.
Hi, Claire. Have a great time at the kettle on.
I will put the kettle on.
Okay, so yeah, your man started that, and our brains are getting smaller. That's an absolute fact. For the first time in 40,000 years, our brains are getting smaller. And the stories are fascinating of all the people he went to. So he went back to a brick. He went to a place to write this book in the middle of nowhere.
I got the old phone.
And he didn't get an old phone. He got a phone which is provided to older people when they can't really do texts or anything like that. It's just a very big brick with a big red button on it that you press if you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So he had six numbers of anyone who wanted to contact him in an emergency could contact him. Well, or his family.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. And he had no internet, so it had to be a phone call. And it was just a very, very simple phone no computer, no email and nothing. And his whole journey started there. And he started to write there, and then he went off and visited all. He had books. He read War and Peace, a book that he'd wanted to read all his life. And it was just sitting there on the shelf. And sure, there's always something on the phone to read more interesting for 30 fucking seconds.
I know. Mary, the odd time I actually leave the phone at home then for 2 hours, I come running back, right? And I think the screen's going to have so many texts and everything. And then I open it and there might be one and I'm disappointed.
I know. It's just beyond.
Isn't it fucking terrible?
Well, do you know something? I left my phone at home yesterday for three plus hours and I came home and there was no texts.
Then you go, oh, because you're kind of going home, yay, there's going to be a whole screen lit up and stuff. And we love that, you know?
I know, yeah. I'm over it now, okay?
Yeah, so. we'll get over it, all of that stuff. So, Mary, that's brilliant. We're after, do you want to tell, I really think if you don't mind, before you go to the kettle on, tell the story about going camping in France, and then we're going to leave.
Okay, so I had the internet when my daughter Alwyn went to live in Australia. She showed me how to send an email and so that we could stay in contact. So one day I'm sitting at home and I said, I'm going to look at this place in France that my other daughter, Aoife, went to camp in with the kids or whatever. They went when they were teenagers, I think. Mm. And she didn't have kids at the time. And I had Claire and Cian, and we used to do a lot of reading at night. And I had this romantic notion that we'd all go off camping, myself and Frank and the kids. And we'd have a great time and be reading to each other about the fucking moonlight and all that shit. Anyway. Or the whatever. So we went, got on the boat, went to France. And arrived down at I booked a beautiful tent with two bedrooms and a small kitchen area, an awning outside and furniture. It looked absolutely beautiful, you know, hooked up to a little bit of electricity and everything. I had a pool and games for the children every day and games for the parents. And, you know, anyways. So we got down to the place anyways and we checked in and blah, blah, blah. And your man brought us down on his little little hobby, whatever, you know, those golf carts.
Yeah,
he led us down to this lovely area. And this huge, big green site. And I said, oh, where's the tent? And he said, sorry. And I said, well, where's our, in my best French, I said, where is our camping? And he said, you have it in the car. And I said, no, I don't. So I thought I was after, I just booked, I looked at a picture of something on the internet and I thought that that's what I was getting. And so he sent us to the local town, which is a good bit away now, called Decathlon. And in there, they laughed their arses off at us, like the middle of July, looking for a tent for a family or any kind of a tent. Everything was gone. And there was a tent in the middle of the floor in the camping section, all set up with lamps and cooking and bloody everything. And I said, well, can we have this one? And he said, I would ask my manager. So he went off to ask the manager, and the manager said, okay. And he sold us the tent. It was quite reasonable. And we folded it up and we put it in the car and we got back to the camping site. And Claire and Cian said they will never forget as long as they live. Coming back from wandering around the camping site and swimming, and Frank and I just laying on the middle of a heap of canvas and poles, pissing ourselves laughing. And we were no further along three hours later.
Oh, you know? My God, nightmare.
And then, of course, there were no pins because it was just erected in the middle of the shop floor where there was no grass.
Yeah, so of course.
You know, what do you call those things that you dig into the ground?
Yeah, it'd be the pins. It would be the pegs.
Pegs, there were no pegs.
No pegs for the tent.
So your man found some pegs and we sort of, the weather was nice and we used bits of twigs and stuff, rocks and things.
Brilliant.
And we ended up sitting there. But the shop at Decathlon, and then the next Decathlon I visited was, and I was on a retreat, a complete transformation retreat, and for 7 days. So you come back as
wow.
a Barbie dog or something. I went there, and our only time we were allowed out of the place, which was a lovely place, but they cooked our food for us and we exercised constantly and we had to swim and we had to do everything. And then we were allowed to go to Decathlon for our treat. Yeah.
So that got you out of the compound.
Into a sports shop.
And now that sports shop is on the edge of the M50, is it?
Yeah, I'm going out there now. Awesome. I'll let you know how I get on.
Please do. Send on photos of any runners or tents.
Oh, photos. Okay. Oh, great. I'll send photos.
But obviously... Brilliant. Oh, but wait a minute. Are you bringing your phone?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
You might need...
Well, if I don't, somebody can take pictures.
Is this
okay?
Part of it too, though, Mary? Don't we do this? We kind of go, oh, I better bring it because... And then we go...
I get Claire to take a picture of me. In a rowing machine or something.
Okay. Do and send it on. And Mary, that's it. Okay, the podcast is going up. So this morning, this is the closest we've come down to the wire. Have a great day at Decathlon. And
okay.
And we chat to you later on.
And download your software and upgrade your thing. And I'll see you all next week.
Brilliant. Bye,
bye
Mary. See you later. Enjoy.
Bye.
Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.